Title: Vinyl Heat Jungle DJ Intro. Polish and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing something that separates I Made a Cool Loop from I Made an Actual DJ Tool. We're building a vinyl heated jungle or drum and bass DJ intro in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very specific. It has to feel like it was pulled off a piece of wax. Warmth, grit, little bits of drift, that air moving texture but still clean and readable for a DJ. Clear phrasing. Predictable bars, strong cue moments, and no low-end chaos when you try to mix it. Before we touch a device, decide your mix scenario, and I mean commit to it. Are you making a tool you'll mix over someone else's tune, or an intro that leads into your own drop? Because that one decision changes all your EQ moves when you introduce sub, and how risky you can get in the last 8 bars. Here's what I recommend. Mentally build 2 versions as you go. Version 1 is tool, mix over. Sub-sterile, predictable, safe. Version 2 is intro to drop. You can get dramatic at the end, and you can let the sub arrive in the last 8 bars. Okay, session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle lane, 165 to 174 BPM. If you want it classic, 170 to 172 is home base. Time signature is 4/4. Pick your intro length. 32 bars is fast and practical. 64 is more story, more tease. And turn on arrangement loop over your intro region. If we're doing 32, loop bars 1 through 33 so you can keep working without losing the flow. Now a rule that's basically non-negotiable for DJ tools, phrase changes every 8 bars. Even if your sound design is nasty, the timeline has to be readable. You want obvious new section moments at bar 9, 17, 25, and then the handover at 33. Let's build the vinyl bed first. Create an audio track and name it Vinyl BDD. Treat this like room tone, not a foreground effect. If it's the loudest thing in your intro, it's already wrong. Pick a source. Vinyl crackle sample, field recording, record start noise, whatever. Something imperfect, something with movement. Now the device chain will stay stock focused. First, EQ 8. High pass at around 30 to 40 Hz with a steep slope. 24 dB per octave is fine. We're killing sub rumble. Even if you like the rumble, it will fight the incoming track sub in a club and you'll hate yourself later. Then listen to the low mids. If it feels boxy or cloudy, dip gently around 200 to 350 Hz. That's the mud zone where warm turns into blanket over the speakers. If you need air, do a tiny shelf up around 8 to 12 Hz. But be careful, too much top and the vinyl bed starts masking your transient cues, and then the DJ landmarks disappear. Next. Saturator. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. This is heat, not destruction. If you push until it sounds like distortion, you're probably pushing too far for this use case. Trim the output so it's not just louder. You want tone, not volume. Then auto filter. Low pass, LP24. And here's a key idea for the whole lesson. Automate across phrases. Don't just set it and forget it. Let the cutoff move between, say, 6 and 14 kHz across the intro so it breathes. A bit of resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2, gives character. Now in Live 12, add shaper. Think tape-like smoothing. Gentle curve. Don't go extreme, or you'll start turning noise into harsh fizz. The point is to make it feel like it's been through a physical system. Then utility. Widen the vinyl bed. Width at 120 to 160% can feel great, because it's not a bass element, but keep it responsible, enable bass mono, and set it around 120 Hz so anything down there collapses to the middle. Now the secret sauce. Vinyl eyes. We want drift. We want wobble. We want it to feel mechanical, not like a static loop. You can do this 2 ways. Option 1. Add vibrato, or use Carasun's sample very lightly. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount around 2 to 8 cents. Tiny. The listener shouldn't say vibrato. They should just feel alive. Option 2. Clip envelopes. Go into the clip, open envelopes, choose transposition and draw tiny random curves, plus or minus 5 to 15 cents over 4 to 8 bars. That's the worn record vibe without turning it into a cartoon. Pro arrangement move right now. Start with vinyl bed alone for 2 bars. No drums, no stabs. Just the world. It instantly sets the scene, and it gives the DJ a clean cue point at bar 1. Cool. Now we tease the jungle signal, the break. Create another audio track called Break Teaser. Drop in an amen, think, or your own chopped loop. The goal here is not full drum energy. It's ghost rhythm, like it's coming from the next room or bleeding through a wall, but you can still nod your head. Device chain. EQ8 first, high pass at 90 to 140 Hz, steep, no low end in the intro break, not yet, if it's harsh, notch a touch around 3 to 6 kHz, don't kill it, just tame the pain. Then auto filter. LP12 or LP24 depending on how steep you want it, and instead of one smooth sweep for 32 bars, do stepped opens. This is important. Jungle intros often feel like they're cut from source material, not like an EDM automation demo, so do it like this. Bars 1 to 8, cut off around 1 to 2 kHz. Bars 9 to 16, open to around 3 to 6 kHz. Bars 17 to 24, open further, maybe 8 to 12 kHz. You can even do it in 2-bar increments, like little clicks upward, with tiny overshoots. That imperfect hand feel is the vibe. Then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20% depending on how bright the break is. Boom is usually off for the intro or extremely subtle, because we're not introducing sub weight here. Optional, redux for pirate radio grit, down sample at 2 to 8, subtle, bit reduction minimal or none. We want texture, not a broken MP3. Advanced groove tip, use groove pull swing on the break teaser only, 10 to 25%, commit it if you want, keep the vinyl bid straight. That contrast helps the groove read as drums versus environment. Now atmos and stabs. This is where the promise comes in. Create a MIDI track named Stab or Atmos. You can use Waveedable for a dark minor stab, simpler with a one-shot, or Operator for metallic tones. We'll do a quick Waveedable mental patch, sawish Waveedable, a little unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep it tight. Filter LP24, add a bit of drive, amp envelope, short decay, like 200 to 600 milliseconds, no sustain. We want a jab, not a pad. Then reverb, stock, decay 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the stab stays forward. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz, high cut 7 to 10 kHz. Don't let the reverb become a low mid fog machine. Then echo, time, 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 20 to 40%, and filter inside echo, cut lows heavily. This keeps the space exciting without adding mod. Now, the promise of bass option. If you're doing intro to drop, make ASUB ghost track, operator, sine wave, root notes sparsely, maybe one note per bar. High pass at 40 Hz just to keep it tidy, and then here's the trick. Keep it muted or at minus infinity until the last 8 bars. Then fade it in. For a mixover tool, you might keep it out completely. That's real DJ tool reality. Sub is often deliberately absent until the moment you want to lock. Now we arrange. This is where it becomes an actual tool. We're doing a strong 32-bar map with clear 8-bar punctuation. Bars 1 to 8. Vinyl world. Vinyl bed alone for the first 2 bars. Then bring in faint atmos. The break teaser is there, but heavily filtered, almost just a pulse. And at bar 8, give me a marker. One stab. Something that says end of phrase. And remember, your markers should survive any club system, so don't rely on sub. Put the information in the mids, like 700 Hz to 4 kHz, and the upper transients around 6 to 10 kHz. Bars 9 to 16. Rhythm hint. Bring the break teaser up in level. Open the filter a step every 2 bars. Add a short riser into bar 16, and a reverse crash or reversed break hit into 16 is perfect, because it telegraphs the phrase change without sounding like EDM cheese. Bars 17 to 24. Tension and movement. Add extra percussion, like a shaker loop or rim ticks, but keep the low end controlled. If you want weight without sub, introduce a reshadow, a mid-bass texture high passed at 200 to 300 Hz. Very quiet. It suggests darkness without stepping on anyone's kick and sub. And at bar 24, do a micro moment, like a vinyl stop cut, a quarter bar or half bar dropout, or a quick dip where the bed cuts and comes back. Those tiny holes create perceived impact when the loop returns. Bars 25 to 32. Handover and impact. Open the break teaser most of the way. If this leads into your own drop, this is where sub can arrive, but fade it in with control. No surprise earthquake. If it's a mixover tool, keep it sub-sterile and instead reduce low-mid clutter in bars 29 to 32 so the incoming track has space. At bar 32, decide your ending style. Hard stop, DJ-friendly, or a one-bar fill that leads into your own drop. If you're making this as a utility tool, consider a neutral carry loop option too, something you could extend forever live. In Ableton, drop locator markers at bar 1, 9, 17, 25, 33, and name them like performance cues, not like section 1. Try, air, signal, pressure, open, out. Future, you will thank you. Now transition FX, vinyl heat style, no EDM laser stuff. First, vinyl break moment, on the vinyl bed. Automate clip transpose down, like -2 to -7 semitones over one beat. Do it quickly. At the same time, sweep an auto filter down. Optional, record a tiny reverb freeze as audio, then tuck it in. Little artifacts are your friend here. Second, tape smear return. Make a return track called smear with echo. Time 1/8, feedback 45 to 65%, small modulation. Filter, low cut around 300 Hz, high cut 6 to 8 kHz. Now, only send into it at phrase ends. Bar 8, 16, 24. A quick stab send, or snare crumb send. If it's always on, it stops being special. Third, jungle punctuation, impact without sub. Use an impact sample, but high pass it at 120 to 200 Hz. Layer a short noise burst, saturate lightly. The club will still read it, and it won't bulldoze the mix. Now polish. This is where most people ruin it. Low-end strategy again. If it's a mix over intro tool, keep sub minimal or absent. If it leads into your own drop, sub can come in the last 8 bars, but don't let it dominate before the handover. Group your breaks. Add glue compressor on the breaks group. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Group music and Atmos. Use EQ8 to control buildup around 200 to 500 Hz. That's where warm vinyl becomes muddy intro. On the master, avoid overlimiting. This is an intro tool. It should breathe. If you want, a tiny saturator like 1 to 2 dB drive, then a limiter catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. If the limiter is working constantly, you've already lost the vinyl dynamic.